it's just a recap of how the games finished at regulation time, actually, how they finished. And Poland, of course, went through on penalties. We'll talk about that game in a short while. But from the Croatia-Portugal game, Sunil, who was the more deserving? Portugal got the goal after nearly 2 hours of football. Was there a deserving winner in that match?
No. Ball position-wise, Croatia were more dominant. But as far as chances created, shots on target, anything creative, there wasn't much to choose between them both.
It could be, because we're into extra time and penalties, another long night.
Yes, yesterday was fascinating on many fronts, if not slightly testing, I think, especially with that.
Testing on who?
on any of the viewers at home and us as pundits, because
ultimately... We had a couple of good games, didn't we, at the beginning?
Oh, we did, yeah. The last game, we needed 117 minutes before anything happened. 116, sorry, and then...
And by the way, David James is not exaggerating when he says 117 minutes, what nearly 2 hours.
What amazed me was they're actually replaying the whole game again this afternoon, so... Someone's glutton for punishment. But in the end, I mean, it was fascinating. And
It's a change of mentality now, isn't it? We're into the knockouts. We have these extra teams in the tournament. And so match day three, there was still a lot to play for. But it's a different mentality now.
It is. When you're in the group stages, you still have enough games to recover. You know, even if you win, you're not guaranteed if you're going to go out of the group. If you lose, you still have a chance. But in knockout stages, it's just that game, that particular day. It doesn't matter what form you're coming into. It doesn't matter.
Is that why we saw more caution, in your opinion, yesterday, last night?
More than what we expected. We all knew, you know, as players, we all understand that you be a little bit cautious. You know, you do more of reading and you think, let's not concede. But yesterday, I think it was more than what was expected, especially the last game. Mm. If you see Croatia and Portugal, the kind of attacking powers they possess, there was nothing.
Heartbreak for Croatia, Portugal. They are happy as Larry today. Why? Because they are through to the quarterfinals, along with Poland and along with Wales. And I think, David, it's just worth reminding our viewers about the two halves of the draw if they've just started following the European Championships. It's wildly different, isn't it, in terms of a test?
It is indeed. I mean, obviously, because of the way the groups ended up, it's worked out this way. If you look on the right-hand side, Germany, Italy, Spain, France, England, I mean, these have all won world championships, let alone European championships. Yeah. And on the left-hand side, there seems to be a big void. I think there's one Portugal who have reached the finals.
We could get a minnow. Is that so to speak?
Well, yeah, I mean, Belgium, because their FIFA rankings would be the favourites to go through on the left-hand side of that knockout phase. However, like yesterday, two of the lower-ranked sides managed to dispose of higher-ranked teams in the in those matches. But, the chances are you're going to get a minnow in the final, which, go back to 2004 when I was in the European Championship finals with England, Greece won.
Yeah,
and as you were saying constantly yesterday, you know, it's these smaller sides, the sides on the left-hand side, who kind of grind out the results. Mm. People talked about momentum, maybe a bit of fortune. Greece 1-0 was a typical score, and they ended up winning the championship.
They did. So anything can happen.